This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger. Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With me, Dylan Hafer.
We'll go check, Nibo.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer, and I'm so excited to be here with a returning guest, a returning Bravo Lab who's back for another season, and I can't wait to get into it. Danielle Oliveira. Hi, Danielle.
Hi.
Season 8 of Summer House.
When was the last time we talked?
I don't know. Well,
was it summer or winter?
Oh, God. they all run together.
What piping hot tea were we covering then?
Well, the last time I talked to you IRL, you were dressed as Lisa Barlow for our our Betches performance.
God, I miss being Lisa.
you embodied it well.
I mean, I tried. I had the Wendy's cup and everything.
Yeah, your bling, your 60 yeah. G's.
I wore a wig too. No one does the middle part quite like Lisa Barlow.
You were a lot more committed to that than I was, I gotta say.
No, your Meredith is unmatched. Like, I don't know if Meredith can do it as well as you did. Thank you.
You obviously are an expert on reality TV. What does it feel like that you have been on this show for so many seasons now?
I almost just got like hot just listening to you say I'm an expert of reality TV. I can't believe I'm here.
I mean, if not you, then who?
I'm just like, wow, we've really done this for this many years, huh?
Yeah. It's funny, like, just watching these first couple episodes of the season, kind of the dynamics with you guys that have been on the show for so long. Obviously, with Lindsay and Carl, there's so much going on, and your relationship with both of them and Kyle and Amanda, it's like, wow, we've really we've been on this journey for a long time with you guys now.
Yeah, like we're growing up. Or like horizontally. Mm-hmm. We're trying.
How do you feel like this season for you personally compares to the last few seasons, just going into it from the beginning?
Well, for one, I'm single as a goat, like very single. I just feel like I'm finally feeling myself in my own skin. I have great relationships with every single person in the house. Like there was no, you know, sometimes you kind of walk on eggshells. You don't mm-hmm. know how it's going to go post reunion of it all. Like, how's this summer going to go? But this time, I mean, I feel like the ride out with all the girlies was set it all for me. Like the vibes were so high. I know we say vibes a lot,
yeah.
But it was just such a great feeling that like we were just all the girls just loved each other and we were just laughing and carrying on that entire ride out.
Mm-hmm.
It really set the tone, I think, for me for this entire summer.
Yeah. We were just talking about how that first weekend after you guys went to the carnival and you know, were getting to know, you have two new guys in the house. It felt like everyone really just had a blast in a way that we don't always get from everyone on Summer House.
Yeah, like how refreshing. We're having fun.
Mm-hmm. Summer should be fun.
Yeah, and not to mention I crushed it at the carnival. So like I was really riding that high.
You're like when I show up, like I'm gonna do the activity to the fullest. I'm
yes,
not just like
I'm gonna win. There's like a trail of little kids following me to get all my stuffed animals. I felt so good about myself.
You're like texting the producers. You're like, can we go back to the carnival?
Yeah. How fun was that?
I feel like that's honestly, though, when you've been on the show for a long time, I feel like it's important to stay to like keep enjoying it as it happens versus like, well, it's my job to go to the house now. So I'm going to go to the house and do my job. Like that you are still there, like with your friends enjoying the Summer House experience.
I must say it really rarely ever feels like a job.
Yeah.
Until the morning.
When, like you're still here.
When they put on all those goddamn lights and it's like an hour before you would feel like comfortable someone coming into your bedroom. It's like you're still kind of like tossing and then all of a sudden the lights are on. They're like, all right, let's start the day. I'm like, mm-hmm. What?
It's like sometimes it just in my everyday life, it's like I open the blinds a little too quick in the morning and it's like, oh.
So imagine that times a billion because all of the lights are so bright.
Yeah. Do you feel like, obviously, you know, the lights in the morning aren't the most fun all the time, but do you feel like this sort of like day-to-day experience of filming kind of falls away for you as you're like going through your day with your friends at the house?
Yeah. I mean, the morning is the only time it actually feels like work.
Yeah.
The rest of the time, I'm just happy to be there. And we just like have fun because I'm kind of like always in the mix. I'm just like living my life there.
I think that's the thing, like with this group, obviously you've been through a lot of changes of people coming and going and, you know, new people joining the show. It's not like it's literally the same group that you've always been with. But in a lot of ways, it kind of feels like it is. Like in watching this week's episode in particular, I was just like, yeah, like, I don't know, like Ciara's been here forever. Paige has been here forever. Like it doesn't really feel like there's kind of this like phases of it where I feel like with some shows, it's like.
I think that's the format. I think we have a brilliant format because everyone does do share houses in the Hamptons. It's very natural for people of all ages to be in one house together. I mean, Kyle's 41. So like but it doesn't feel that way because we're all kind of just like in it doing like we all have the same reason to be there, just to have a good time, blow off some steam before we go back and work during the work week. So I feel like the format of the show really like it's good.
Yeah.
It's working.
It was so funny. The teaser that they put out for the new show that Jax and Brittany and them are doing.
The Valley?
Yeah, where it's like learning how to be adults. It's like Jax.
I mean, Kyle might be the new one. We'll do the city. Like
I like seeing on the show, I feel like we, as the seasons have gone on, we've gotten like a little bit more of the back and forth between the city and the Hamptons and seeing it like in this episode, there were a few different kind of like vignettes or scenes that we got in the city. Like I think people obviously enjoy watching you guys enough to care beyond just like what theme party are they having this weekend.
But I mean, like, even the camera work, not to like be too fourth wall, but like, I was like, oh my God, Lindsay and Carl look great in this scene. Like I was like, this is a well done scene. The same thing with Kyle and Amanda. I'm like, oh, because they're not running around like a bunch of idiots in the backyard.
Someone's jumping in the pool.
And actually focus on them. I was like, this is brilliant camera work.
Well, I think across the board, like Bravo shows, reality TV in general, like the production value now versus like 8 years ago, it's like, wow, we're really the cinematic transitions.
I mean, finally they heard me when I say put a glow filter on it. No, if you see me this past episode though, I look like absolute trash the next morning. Like, I was like, how did I let myself go downstairs? And then I was like, what happened the night before? Because it kind of cuts at the 4th of July party being over. We do like a club send like moment. And then it seems like we go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
We did not go to sleep. Gabby, myself, Kyle, we went out that night and we got back horrendously late, early, however you want to say it. And then I had to like go to work the next morning. And I was like, girl didn't even put a base foundation on. It was just
like there's no lash happening.
There was nothing. And I was like, I was mortified, but I had to look back at my photos. I'm like, oh, that's why. So I'll give myself a little grace.
I feel like over the course of doing this many years, it's like there are certain moments where it's just like, you know what? Nobody's going to remember.
Yeah.
Summer is fast approaching, which means more social events, more weddings to attend, more nights on the town, and hopefully more vacations. That's why I'm so thankful for today's sponsor, Honeylove, for covering us with the best shapewear. With Honeylove, you can feel your best even when you're wearing less. They've revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. Plus, they're the only shapewear that won't ever roll down no matter how much you groove on the dance floor. For a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/MIA. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/MIA. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling superpower short is the go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. The superpower short is helping ladies everywhere sculpt and smooth from stomach to thigh by offering just the perfect amount of compression. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom an amazing shape. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/MIA. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/MIA. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. please support our show and tell them we sent you. The summer vibes are just getting started, honeys. Shape your life with Honey Love.
I feel like we've all had that moment where you're at somebody's wedding and you're looking around the food, the venue, the music, the overall vibe. And you're making like that mental checklist of, if I were planning a wedding right now, maybe you are, maybe you aren't, what would I want to copy from this? What would I want to change? What would I want to tweak? Well, I've been a part of my fair share of weddings over the years, and I know just how stressful the process can be. You go from that newly engaged bliss to overwhelmed by invitation paper and flower colors in the blink of an eye. But using Zola helps with wedding planning from start to finish and makes every decision easier, so you can stay in your bliss. With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue, to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste your cake, Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and even maybe enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or on your couch. Zola helps couples plan the wedding they really want. With tons of unique features and personalized recommendations based on a couple's preferences, every Zola wedding is as unique as the couple planning it. They've thought of everything you'll need and have built every tool to get you to I Do, including customized checklists to get you moving, keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. So coming into this season, you obviously went through a lot with your relationship with Lindsay last year, and you definitely had some nerves, some complicated feelings about kind of navigating that this season. How did you kind of mentally prepare yourself to be back in this environment and kind of figure out the next steps in that relationship?
So, well, the best thing that Lindsay and I did was have a conversation off camera before we started filming. And we kind of just laid it all out all over again, had a great understanding, and then set up some boundaries. So I, you know, went into it wanting to have a fresh, clean slate. And you'll see that. But as the season goes on, it's really difficult for me to like completely build that wall up, because there's so many fun things that, you know, especially being in the Hamptons under the same roof, we're just so good at like getting ready together, you know, going downstairs first and grabbing a glass of rosé. Like there's so many things that we share together and memories that like, it's so easy to fall back to that place. When it came to her and Carl, I just wanted to make it clear that I was in support, but that I was going to stay as far away from their relationship as possible.
Yeah, it's tricky. Like on a show like yours, setting the boundaries is a lot easier if you're not sleeping in the same house most of the time that you're filming. I mean, like on other shows, you might be able to get away with like, okay, like we're going to see each other at like group dinners and we'll get lunch a few times. Where it's like in this show, it's like, yeah, if you can't kind of have that everyday casual rapport, it must like grate on you really quickly.
Yeah. And so we were just really great at the casual report. Like it was actually so much fun.
Yeah.
So that was really great. But then like towards the end of the season, you know, I had to step in and go into full friend mode.
Yeah. It's obviously a lot has happened from what we're watching on the show right now to where we are in real life right now. I mean, I have spent time. I've seen you and Lindsay together. Obviously, there, you know, things are in a different place. Was it like, what was it challenging? I mean, obviously, Lindsay kind of was going through a tough time personally, but was it challenging for you to kind of figure out how to navigate that as the season went on? And then obviously, since then?
So in the beginning of the summer, I had no idea what was going on. And I think they were doing a lot of the fighting, or you know, whatever it was behind closed doors. As the season kept, you know, continuing on, then everyone was kind of like, okay, there's something going on here. But a lot of it, like we had no idea about or how bad it was or what have you. So it was interesting, because I think that they, you know, similar to last summer, like you want to put on, we're going to get married or we're going to get engaged. You want to, you want to put on that you are in a good place, that you're happy. Because otherwise everyone in the house is going to talk about it and be like, should they get married? I mean, like we saw what happened with Kyle and Amanda when they were building, going into their wedding. We were just like, should they get married? Like, why isn't Amanda excited about it? And I was like, well, because it's been 3 years and a pandemic happened. Like maybe she's just not thrilled about the wedding invitations. But we questioned it then too. So I thought it was all very, normal fighting and figuring stuff out and normal chatter within the house. Because again, we talk about things and it's right, you know, right under our nose. So like the question always becomes, are they gonna make it? Are they gonna go down, like walk down the aisle? So I wasn't like, I guess like I was just like unfazed a little bit at first.
Yeah. And I feel like on a day-to-day level, maybe it's like, oh, they're annoyed with each other or something like that. But you're not thinking like they were arguing at breakfast. That means they're not going to get married.
Exactly. I'm like, people fight. Like, people get annoyed with each other. I think that's way more normal, to be honest. Mm-hmm. The picture perfect thing that happened last summer, I thought was way less normal. I was like, what?
Well, I feel like that's part of what made it challenging for maybe you and some other people to kind of like fully feel like you're on board. If you feel like you're not getting
the real, like what's the sauce? Like what's going on here?
Yeah.
But this summer I was like, okay, there's something going on, but I'm not going to read too much into it. And obviously did not expect what would happen at the very end.
Yeah. Do you feel like it's been, several months, I guess, since you guys finished filming. Do you feel like your friendship with Lindsay has kind of been like on a solid trajectory, like since that time?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think that she's been a great friend and heard me when I said before the summer, like, I want you to be invested in my life as well. You know, I have my app coming out, like I have imposter syndrome. Like it's really, I would really love for you to also be there for me in that capacity, not just when it comes to relationships. And she really heard that. And she did that. She kept checking in. She continues to check in and she's very supportive. And now she's, doing her own thing and has a whole Airbnb. Like, so, I love that kind of Lindsay, like the one who she's a badass. She's a workaholic. She knows who she is. And I feel like she's back. And maybe that's why we're better than ever now. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But like, I feel like this is who she is. I feel like, I hate to say that, but, because she did want to get married. But I feel like this is, I don't know, she's very true to who she is right now.
I feel like that's a super relatable thing, that it's like everybody has relationships and friendships where it's like you're not always on the same. It's like if you're going through kind of like different phases or something, it can be hard.
If she were pregnant or something, right, and I'm still single.
It can be hard to just sort of like line up where you are in life and how you can be there for one another, where it's like that push and pull of like maybe you need a little more today and maybe I need a little more tomorrow.
And it's not like I don't support you or I'm not extremely happy for you and where you are, but it's just like I also have my own needs in this friendship and I want them to be heard. And last summer that didn't go over very well, and it kind of got lost in her feeling like I didn't support her, but that is in the past fully, and our friendship is pretty great.
I love to hear that, because in the episode that I just watched, like you sort of say that it's like, obviously I want to get to a better place, but that doesn't necessarily mean the exact same way that it was before. And I think that's, I mean, like, as we get older and we mature, it's like very like, it sounds sappy, but it's like, you like learn more things and become a different person.
Yeah. And sometimes it takes, some of that bad stuff, and it did in our case, in order to get to this really great place that we are now.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk about this night out that happens in episode 2 of the season. We get a lot of different perspectives of it. Amanda literally is reading off of notes that she took on the night out in her confessional.
I thought that was so funny. I was cackling. I'm like, no, she didn't. I'm like,
I know how many hours of Housewives Amanda has watched. Like,
she loves her so much for that.
Producer brain. But I don't, in the episode, and I don't think we got kind of like your version of events on that night,
because I purposely removed myself from like what was going on. Like Amanda was way more like, oh, there's something going on over there, like I think that they're in a fight. I was just like just dancing by myself, like having a good time.
So like what was kind of your experience that night? Because obviously Gabby and Lindsay came back earlier.
I texted them just wondering why they left so early. And it was very much, he's dismissing me. He's like, he must be on something kind of. And I was like, I looked at him. I was like, no, that's, and so I was like, I'm not going to get too much into it, because, again, I saw this, I don't want to I want to still have that boundary, but like it seemed pretty serious. I didn't think that the text message or what I heard about it was going to be as serious as it was. Mm-hmm. I thought maybe she just got, you know, a little too drunk and wanted to go home.
Yeah.
But it was a lot more serious. And then the next morning I discovered that she didn't sleep in her own bed, that she slept in Gabby's. And I was like, oh good God, our first night, like what's going on? And that's the extent of it.
Yeah.
But like I was out with everyone, and again, I try to just remove myself and continue that.
Well, I think it's tough because at that point, you guys were still kind of like figuring out your dynamic with each other. And just
I would have been the Gabby in that scenario. I'd been like, all right, let's peace out of this thing.
And even like just thinking about it from like a people at home watching the show, I feel like if you had been like, Lindsay, let's get you out of here and take you home, people would be like, Danielle's trying to separate
Lindsay and Carl. Not again.
Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. In orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger. I am so happy that warmer weather is finally back and we can get back to enjoying some time in the sun. But the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring May flowers and also sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I have had seasonal allergies for pretty much my entire life. Unfortunately, there are definitely those days where I have canceled my plans because I simply just don't want to be out in the world because of my allergies. But luckily, Claritin is the perfect thing that you can just take at the beginning of the day, and it really helps with all of those symptoms, clearing up your eyes, clearing up your sinuses, clearing up your congestion. It's the easiest way to just get those allergies under control, whether it's in the spring, any other time of year, and it's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has 2 powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Obviously, you're going to like live your life and make your choices, but when you are filming the show, how much do you think about like, this is going to be on TV in 8 months and people are going to have feelings and thoughts about my choices?
I mean, the past 2 seasons, it's definitely last summer. But this time, I feel a lot better just because I don't know as much as other people in the house know. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, as much as Lindsay was my priority and that friendship was my priority, I still wanted to navigate a new friendship with Carl as well. So I didn't want to hear negativity at all because I'm the supportive friend right now. Mm-hmm. Everything is going to be great. You guys are going to get married and I support that 100%. So I don't want to hear anything bad and I don't want to be caught in like, you know, the gossip of it all or, you know, picking sides like that early on because, you know, and I'm glad Gabby was there for her, truly, mm-hmm. because she needed someone in her corner that night. And so, you know, normally that would be me, but I'm glad that it wasn't because it's going to be difficult to watch, I guess, knowing what I know, but I truly try to be a friend to Carl as well. And we do have some really great conversations coming up. So
yeah,
hopefully Lindsay's okay with that.
Yeah. How has your dynamic with Carl kind of evolved in the wake of them not being together anymore?
So at the very end, when we picked everything back up, the girls rallied around Lindsay.
Yeah.
At that point, I'm very much Team Lindsay. And I told production, I was like, I would really love to have a conversation with Carl. And Carl declined. And so like, I think that would have maybe changed a lot of things if I maybe have heard his side a little bit sooner, but I still don't know really where he was coming from. I only know, you know, Lindsay's side of events.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going with that one.
Yeah, it's tough. And then when you're in the off season, it's like, okay, I'll see you at BravoCon. I'll see you.
Yeah.
At I was the like, reunion. I was it's little, like you're
what was attitude-y to him at BravoCon. I really was.
I think there were a lot of attitude moments happening at BravoCon.
Yeah. Like he was wearing like a graffiti blazer and I was like, oh, I remember a blazer like that. You wore it to the prom with Lindsay, remember? It's like so petty.
Really, I think I ran into Lindsay. It was like the morning before y'all's panel at BravoCon, and she's like, do people hate me? And I was like, people don't hate
me. She was so nervous.
I was like, well, but it's like the funny thing about BravoCon is that I think it feels scary to be like confronted by so many people, but like 99% of those people are going to be like, I love you so much. Can I take a selfie? Like,
yeah. But I think she also like, I love how human she felt at that panel.
Yeah.
And then Carl, I was like, whoa, did someone write that for him? That's pretty good. Like, she's over here shaking and nervous and like coming from the heart, and he's just, I was like, whoa,
it's tough. It's tough because I mean, like, you know, when things are happening live and in the moment like that, it's like there's a lot of emotions, there's a lot of you know, strangers in the room.
Yeah, I mean, I like when people see the that vulnerable side of Lindsay. Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of way more of how I know her versus, you know, the one who like that tough exterior,
yeah.
The Leo of Lindsay. Yeah.
When you think about watching back like the rest of this season, what's the kind of feeling that you have about that? Like how are you in general like watching yourself on the show?
I have to do it, so I do it. But generally, mm-hmm. It's because I'm just like, what did I do?
Yeah.
And what did I look like? And like, what did I do? What did I say? And then like, you have other people saying things about you. It's always so interesting. I just like would rather leave the experience like how it was. But
yeah.
Obviously, we have to watch it back. I think that and people can blame me if they want, but I'll feel less concerned about myself and my behavior this summer and more in tune with how Lindsay might be feeling after something is aired, because mm-hmm. to relive all of that, I can't imagine it. Like our friendship was one thing, but this is someone that she thought that she was going to walk down the aisle towards. And so like, I just, you know, my heart breaks for her to have to relive all of that.
Yeah. And I think seeing kind of the additional context around it and what people are saying in interviews and confessionals, it's like kind of seeing the whole like package of it.
Yeah. And people like, you know, people are going to see Carl's side, like there's gonna be those moments, and that's gonna hurt her too, right? Because, you know, she felt so wronged and so betrayed by, you know, what happened, and then, you know, there's what happened just this past episode, you know, like that's, I was like, that wasn't a good look. I mean, on her, like her part, is like, I think that was a bad thing to say at the time.
Yeah, and it's tough because it's like, feelings don't always have to be like one for one with like every single like second of footage that happened over the summer. It's like you can still feel a certain way even if there was like, you know, perhaps foreshadowing or something. Like,
yeah, I completely agree. And like, I hope that, I don't know, I hope that she survives all of it and with her head held high.
I think she will.
But you know, if I know my feelings about how ours went down, reliving that, and then having what happened at Winter House, reliving that, man, it is rough out there. It is rough in the DMs. It's rough in the comment section. Like, people are just, you know, they could be so ruthless and so mean. So, and it becomes a big distraction on your, like, you know, everyday mental health.
Yeah. You recently also got a lot of attention for what happened with you and Joe Bradley.
Uh huh.
How was that for you? We don't have to get like into it. I'm just curious, like, because it seemed like things happened so fast, and then didn't. And it's, I don't know.
I say this because it's the truth. I was absolutely love bombed. And it was just like so quickly he was like, you know, I love you and, you know, you're my girlfriend. And that's how he would introduce me. And I just kind of like leaned in. I was like, this feels good.
Yeah.
And then like he was doing press for
cuffing season.
Yeah. I was like, let's do it. And it was like around my birthday. I'm like, oh, this is great. And then like he was doing press for Southern Hospitality. So, of course, he's like out there talking about stuff. And, you know, I mean, we met at BravoCon for God's sake. Right. So like I couldn't like be like, oh, we have to have a secret relationship. Even Andy knew about it. So like that part, you know, it was fine until it wasn't. And now it's, you know, it's a dumpster fire.
It's okay. Yeah, I feel like
the love bomb poof.
It's like it's a blip. It's a little moment.
It's a little moment. Oh my God.
Well, you won't have to relive that one on TV, I don't think. So
No, thank goodness.
You're like, that didn't happen in the summer house, so.
No. Oh boy.
You know what I was just thinking? I feel like you would low key be really good on the Traitors.
This is the second time I'm hearing that today, and I agree with you. Before I was like, would I? I would love to join that show. I mean, it's phenomenal.
Yeah. I mean, so Kyle did it last season.
Yeah.
It's been blowing up this year. I'm like, we gotta make some calls.
I mean, Lindsay, Paige.
Yeah, you could have a whole little Traitors clique.
Those are my content. Like, that's what I would say would all be really good at it.
Paige would pack like 74 suitcases.
I would love to see those fits on Traitors. Yeah. Get them?
Yeah, the fashion alone, it's like the reason to do it.
I mean, how many people wear berets on that show?
Oh my God.
It's insane. Like, wow, do I want a beret now?
I talked to Phaedra and she was like, yeah, I had like 3 days to get all my outfits together. I'm like, okay.
Your girlfriend turned it out.
I know.
And does she have like a makeup artist there? Like,
what, she has to.
Painting her face as she's sleeping and then she just wakes up like that? Yeah, good.
I'm like, do they have Scottish glam?
Yeah, what's happening over there in that old house?
I don't know, but I feel like I mean you've been on Winterhouse holding it down. I feel like we could get you out of the country and doing something.
I mean, now
fun.
That we're put on pause, yeah, get me over there.
Okay, manifesting Traitors for Danielle. Nice. Great season of Summer House coming up. I'm curious, I've been asking everyone the last few months and I think the answers are super interesting. You've been on this show for a long time. Mm-hmm. How do you feel like doing reality TV as a whole has changed you or impacted you as a person?
I definitely have more anxiety now. But I think overall, it's, you know, pushed me to face some demons, to learn a lot more about myself, to understand my relationships, whether it be with, you know, significant others or with just friends. I think it really pushes your you know, the who you are of it all. Like, what, who are you in this world? And are you a good person? And if you're not, like, how do we course correct that? It, like, the mirror is just so big. Mm. You know, like, you're really looking at yourself. And, you know, I think that for the most part, the platform that it's given me and just, you know, putting people that look like myself or have a similar background, whether it be professionally or how I grew up, I think that is huge. I think representation is like the biggest thing, especially with a Hamptons based show.
Yeah.
Like, this Puerto Rican has been there for a bit now and she's not leaving.
Right. Like, you've got your own bedroom.
You kick me off the show, but I'll still be out there.
I love it. Well, Danielle, thank you so much for being here. And everybody watch Summer House.
Yeah, watch it.
Amazing. Thank you so much. And thank you everyone for listening. Don't forget to rate, review, and follow the show wherever you listen. You can follow us on Instagram at Bravo by Betches. And until next time, be cool. Don't be all like uncool. Mention It All is produced by Dylan Hafer, Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, and Rebecca Sousmacat. Editing by Jorge Morales-Pico. Social media by Dylan Hafer. Guest booking by Dylan Hafer and Ali Friedlander. Be sure to follow at Bravo by Betches on Instagram and Twitter. Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches.